He asked me if he could come to see me. Kind of out of the blue. He did ask me what dates would work best for me, which was nice. But yeah, I so I said sure, yeah. Sure you can. And he drove up to see me, which he told me it's like 10 hours each way, 10-hour drive. So, if I'm ever feeling like I'm not worth his time, I guess I have to recall that, he literally drove all night just to come see me. And when I was no longer available, he turned around and drove back. So, and this is a guy who has things to do, he's got things to do. But he made this trip just to see me, so that's not nothing, something to remember because he is abysmal at aftercare, so I keep reminding myself he drove 10 hours each way to come see me, so it's not like he doesn't care. He's just terrible at aftercare. I'm not gonna do a whole play-by-play because honestly, I have trouble recalling every little detail after the fact, and I think it's because I get so overwhelmed and everything is so intense that it's just hard to kind of process it, and remember everything. But I can tell you, a few little things. The first thing is that he showed up, he got into town and texted me. I was waiting for the text, of course, around 2:30 a.m. He said, if you head out now, it should work out that we're in the same place at the same time. So, so I got in an Uber at like 2:30 in the morning to go to way downtown. My husband is not thrilled with that. He says our neighbors are gonna think I'm a prostitute leaving at that hour with a little suitcase, little overnight bag, and a little skirt and heels at 2:30 in the morning. But whatever. I don't think they're paying that much attention. It was a nice hotel, right in the city. And I was very self-conscious, showing up at 3 a.m., right? I felt like the, I don't know, the desk agent or whatever was kind of looking down on me a little bit, but that's probably my imagination. I could have had a flight, you don't know. I could have, could be anything, none of your goddamn business. So I went up and met him at his hotel room. The hotel room had a big window, of course, looking right out on one of the busiest streets in the city. And he was sure to make good use of that window because he knows I don't like public displays, but I mean we were up on I think the 11th floor, 12th floor or something, at 3 in the morning. First of all, who's looking up at 3 in the morning? There were buildings across the street that I suppose could have caught a glimpse of something, but whatever, if you're looking out your window at that hour, you're gonna see some things. and in the morning. Well, but who can see in the morning anyway? It's so bright outside, but in the morning he put me in front of that window as well, and there was some construction workers across the street. And he liked to torment me for the rest of the weekend, saying that, oh, you know, I gave them a good show, but I don't think they saw anything. Anyway, he did put me on all fours on a footstool in front of that window, naked, of course. And he put I brought along a butt plug and he put it in me in that window, and at one point he made me masturbate in that position while he went to have a shower. He said I could masturbate but not make myself come while he had a shower. And of course he trusted me to do that and not just wait until I heard the shower turn off, which I thought about doing. I thought about it. But, you know, but really, you're just cheating yourself if you don't play along, right? I mean, what do you come there to do? So, so I did, and then he came out and was just watching me, and, I didn't think I would get that close, but I was very, very close, and then he told me to come. Well, he watched me, and then I did. Right in the window. And then he told me to get up and put some clothes on because we were going for a walk. He wanted to see the city. He's very much into traveling and exploring new cities, so it wasn't going to be, you know, a whole weekend in bed. But he made me keep the butt plug in when we went on our walk. And he didn't let me wear a bra either, which bothered me. Anyway. And it was really hot, and so I was just wearing a tank top and shorts. And panties and this butt plug and sneakers. And so we went for a walk around downtown. And he kept talking about, he kept saying out loud what a slut I am, and talking about, you know, the butt plug inside me. And usually when we were going across a crosswalk and there were people coming in the opposite direction and he was speaking in, you know, maybe a slightly louder than normal speaking voice, and I was just, I was just dying. I was just, I'd walk away from him. I would just start walking away from him slightly when he started talking like that, so that, you know, maybe people would think he was just some creep, and I was just being harassed, and but, you know, I don't know. I would laugh too, and he would point that out, that I'd be so embarrassed, but I would also be smiling and laughing at him. And I suppose it was mostly because it was so busy. There were so many people, you know, the chances of seeing anyone I ever would see again were very small. It's still embarrassing, still very embarrassing. We were crossing a crosswalk and there were a lot of people kind of waiting on the sidewalk with us. So when we crossed, we all crossed together, and there was a group of probably 4 or 5 young men very close to us who I'm sure heard every word he was talking about, you know, how's that butt plug doing, you know, up inside you, you know, is it making you wet, and I couldn't look to see if they were reacting, but, you know, I mean, I don't know. And we walked around down by, there was like waterfront, so we were walking all around there, and it was really nice, it was very nice. But all of a sudden I told him, I have to get to a ladies' room. I have to get to a ladies' room. And he said, you know, do you have to pee or what? And I said, well, no, it's coming out, right? It's falling out. I've got it. So he swung his arm and slapped my ass hard. Right where the butt plug was. Just shove it in, drive it in. And he's like, there you go. And I said, thanks, that's much better. So I don't know. There was that. I can't think. Oh, we went out to dinner in the evening, and I was wearing a little dress, a little sundress, and it was nice. We went for sushi and, you know, just behaving like a regular couple, which was strange, but nice, you know. I mean, and then as we were walking back, he told me not to wear panties under the sundress. But I didn't have to wear the butt plug, so that was kind of him. He dragged me into an alley on the walk back and pushed my dress up and was fingering me and pinching my nipple, and it was a busy night, a busy summer night, you know, and we were slightly within view of a crosswalk, you know, and he told me to look and watch and see if anyone was coming, but he wouldn't let me squirm away when I saw people who might be watching us, you know, and I was so wet. Just when I thought he was going to make me come, he let me go. He took my hand and we just kept walking. I didn't know what to think. It was so hard on my brain, you know. Got me back to the hotel room and he shoved me down on the bed and he shoved his cock into me, still so wet. Fucked me like that for a while, and then he turned me over, and oh god, he drove his cock into my ass before I was ready. I yelled. Didn't stop him. I was fighting him a little bit, and he just laughed. He said, I can make it rape if I need to. I can make it rape. The most humiliating thing that he said that weekend, it kind of surprised me, but I don't know. I guess the next morning, we were being lazy, we were just laying around. I get up to get him coffee. He told me if I wake up before him, I could go get him a coffee. And so I did, and came back. I wake up early. He keeps late hours, but I'm used to being up so early. I couldn't just lay there. So I got him coffee, and but we were feeling lazy, so he told me to get back in the bed and just suck his cock. That's all he wanted that morning, was for me to suck his cock. And so I did, but he doesn't like what I have been basically trained to do as far as cocksucking goes. You know, I've been with the same guy here for like almost 15 years, and that's how I suck cock, is how he likes it. That's not what this guy likes, so I'm trying, but you know, he's kind of stopping me and redirecting my efforts, you know. And I was getting very flustered, and at one point he said, look, you know, what baffles him is that I'm such a slut. And he knows I'm such a slut. He knows. I've told him pretty much everything I've been up to since the beginning. And he says, you're such a slut. And you still suck cock like it's your third time. And that stung. And I tried to defend myself. I tried to say, look, you know, every cock is different. Every guy likes something different. And he said, shut up and suck. So I did. I kept trying. And I was at it for probably an hour. I was at it for a long time, and every time I tried to stop and, you know, ask him if I was doing it okay, or ask him what he wanted me to do, he would just say, shut up. Found that very humiliating, more so than probably anything else over the weekend, because he was disappointed. You know, if I can't be a good slut for him, and that's what he came for, you know, if I can't manage that, then what good am I to him? And I didn't even make him come that way. And that's humiliating too. Eventually he just stopped me. Said that's enough. And yeah. Funny. We had a good time. He did some terrible things to me, and you know, he thanked me when it was time to go. He said, thank you. He had a lovely time. I don't know if he'll be back. Nice to see him again.